Hello, my name is Kristen Newman with Infinite Heart and Soul. I wanted to do this free episode for viewers of Daniel's show. And I was going to do a meditation. And as I sat prior to finding what the meditation was going to be about, I was told something different to kind of do more of a podcast for you. So in the spirit of Daniel's show, it's all about connecting with spirit, what our guides, higher self, and divine team has to bring through. So with that being said, the guides had told me, let's talk about bringing forward spirit for all of you. So connecting with your spirit guides, I am all about living paranormally. So living a beautiful human life, doing your day to day, going to work, all these different things, but also seeing people that have passed or animals that have passed, connecting with spirit guides, receiving downloads and information from my divine team throughout my day. It's just a magical way of living, and I really want to spread that to you as well. So one of the biggest things is really trusting yourself. We as humans always want that, you know, seeing is believing, but really trusting yourself. On my personal journey, when I woke up, my awakening started because something happened with my husband. It was nothing with myself. I have heart issues and all of that, but my awakening was not about myself. It was when something happened to my husband that triggered. And I said, there's got to be more than someone else pulling the strings. And that was the moment that I awakened 7 years ago. And everything opened up. I'm not one that can visualize in my mind's eye. I never was. If I was doing math or spelling in school, I was just knowing it. Which now is claircognizance, a knowing. So my husband and my daughter are very much clairvoyant. They can see in their mind's eye using their third eye. So they can see our family sitting around together. They can visualize if I tell them to visualize a tree or something like that. So when I awakened, I had the Superman effect, which basically means everything opened, all of my psychic gifts at once. I was seeing, hearing, feeling, knowing, taste, and smell. And it was like this whole universe, those that are into Harry Potter, this whole universe just opened up for me, and it was amazing. And then after several months, everything closed down except the knowing and the feeling. Because my biggest thing in life, my story, Kristen's story coming into this world, I chose to be bullied. So I really had to get through those hurdles. There's still many layers of that, but I really came a long way from all of that. But I really had to learn how to trust myself because I was totally dependent on trusting everybody else and everyone else's opinions. So I understand now why the guides didn't have me hear and see. They really wanted me to feel and know and really trust that. And that's how I primarily channeled for a few months, and then everything else opened up again. So I do hear, see, feel, and know, sometimes taste and smell. So please understand that each guide, that each person or animal that is passed loves to communicate in a different way. So a person that may not really be clairvoyant or a seer may receive the psychic sense of seeing from a certain guide or from a certain loved one that has passed. They come through in many different ways. And understand that guides and loved ones leave spirit breadcrumbs, so to speak. So when you look back on your life, what stands out? Do you love lotus flowers, pearls? Is it something specific? Because guides and loved ones communicate to us, especially with numbers, with signs like feathers, or a rose, or a cardinal. So a lot of times when I'm communicating with my guides, there are things that are called downloads, because we are just like computers. We are energetic beings having a physical reality. This is what we're experiencing. So we do receive downloads like a computer. And a download is a spontaneous just knowing of something. You know it without understanding how you know it. I can feel my downloads now. It's something that just comes in. You might feel a lot of intense energy in the crown, the top of the head, the back of the head, or the back of the neck, known as the zeal chakra, and the top of the head as the crown chakra. But it can also come through the heart chakra. This is why meditation is so important, because in our human life, we're really taught, I call it the fast food world. We want everything yesterday, right? Everything is quick, quick, quick. We have fast food. We can download things quickly. Everything is quick, quick, quick. We want the answers now, now, now. But with spirit, it's totally different. It is all divine timing. There are lessons in between there when you receive a download to when you really get the understanding of what it was that you saw. It's this whole process. So when you meditate, you're learning how to let the space between the thoughts become larger. Trust me, please trust me when I say I was the worst when it came to meditation. Absolute worst. I would sit there and I was thinking about, oh, I need to go here. I need to go there. Oh, do I have eggs? What am I going to have for dinner? Oh, my dog is over here. What is this? What am I going to wear tomorrow? All these different things. My mind was everywhere constantly. And now I can actually tell you, I can sit in a room and it will seem like 10 minutes has passed and it's been an hour. I never forced myself. I will feel in the mood to meditate. Some people meditate at the same time, same place every day. That is wonderful because it creates a certain energy. I feel it. My guides let me know when it's time for me to meditate. Maybe you might feel really tired, but it's that type of tired where you don't fall asleep. You go right into that hypnagogic meditative state. That's how your guides let you know it's time to meditate. But even doing it for 5 minutes, set your alarm for 5 minutes. There are many different apps that are on your phone. One of them I know is called Calm, C-A-L-M, that you can get that is free. And you're able to, you know, listen to nature. I like listening to binaural beats sometimes. Sometimes it's shamanic drumming. Lately, I like to say a mantra and I meditate in silence. I let my guides totally let me know, what should I do? What nudge do I get? And it's about trusting yourself. So what should I do today, guides? And I'm going to trust myself when they say, okay, meditate in silence again. This is a journey of trusting you and realizing who you really are at the core, which is a fragment of source, a fragment of God. And this is how we're all interconnected as well, because we're all fragments having our own individual human experience. To learn that we are these amazing, beautiful beings of God that are all connected and all one, and we can live a truly magical life. So starting your day in the morning, ask your guides for a sign. So you can be very specific. So you can say, like, my angels come through in feathers and in cardinals. And I can feel the energetic signature because the cardinals sometimes mean mediumship for me. So when I see a cardinal and I say hello to the cardinal, I always ask and feel into the energy. Okay, are you mediumship or are you angels? And I just know and feel it at the same time. So a lot of gifts are not just singular where I see this, I know this, I feel this. You can see through feeling. You can hear through knowing. And for those that have channeled and have received information, you know exactly what I mean, right? You just know. You don't know how you know, you just know, or you feel it, or you see it. And you can see in very different ways. So in the morning, you can ask your guides or your higher self. Your higher self is the all-knowing, truest you, divine you, with God. So you can ask your higher self, what is my symbol for you? What is my sign for you? You can say, if I'm connecting with you, higher self, can you show me a donkey? I kid you not. You can be as funny and as goofy as you can be. And I love going at it this way because when you're playing with spirit, you're letting down all of your guard, right? Because when we're in situations and we're searching and we want to know, you're forcing it. And forcing puts up a wall and blocks us. You know, when you're looking for your keys and you're short on time and you can never find them, and where are they? In front of your face, like literally right in front of you. Or you're looking for your sunglasses and they're always on your head. So it's the same thing with spirit. So start with the playfulness with spirit. And then you'll learn that as time goes on and you need help, you need guidance, you're scared, you're worried, you're fearful, that door is open. And you know how to recognize spirit, and you know how to trust and allow the process and not force it. So when I'm doing sessions or I'm running a class, I'm not forcing it. I used to, because I had to learn somehow, right? So a lot of times, especially with mediumship is very precise because it's someone or an animal that has passed, and you have to prove, have evidence that the person has survived. So you need to bring forward validating evidence of proof of life. So it's very specific. So that is such a test. It was such a test for me. So I really had to learn to let go and trust myself. So in the morning when you get up, you can ask your higher self, and yes, they do have names. My higher self is a seraphim angel, and her name is Azra. It is a whole thing that I had an experience with, but they can have a name, and don't get hooked on a name if you don't get one right away. It's okay, because you can say, higher self, what is your name? What am I? Or what is my sign? And you might just feel or know, or something might just come to mind, and it might be a sloth or a feather or a ladybug. Whatever it is, trust it. Or you can be very specific and you say, can you show me a ladybug if I'm connecting with my higher self? When I was learning about my higher self, and this was a few years in on my journey, I didn't know right away who my higher self was. But I knew I was very connected to the angelic realm. And then I met a friend through a class I was taking, and I was channeling for this person, and my neck just started shaking. I couldn't really move my head fluidly from side to side. I had a lot of energy really going up my spine, because this, you know, it's called the Shushumna. All of your meridians and your channels, where all of your chakras are in the middle part of your body, it just, the energy shot straight up, and I couldn't move my head from side to side. And this person's higher self was a seraphim angel. So I had a lot of questions. I was trying to figure out what this was. Why did I feel such an intense connection? So I asked the seraphim are these pearlescent white fiery dragons with four sets of wings that reside with God and our creator beings, and those are the seraphim angels. And I had asked, if I'm connecting with you, give me the word seraphim. And I kid you not, I went outside, I was outside with the dogs. When I came in, my daughter was watching Sister Act, and it was the exact moment when they started singing Sweet Seraphim. I didn't even know that movie was on. She happened to be watching it, and I walked in just as that happened. And then a couple minutes later, after I said, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Thank you so much. Always thank them. Thank you so much for that beautiful sign. I was just absolutely in tears. I was just so overjoyed and happy. And then a few minutes later, a friend that is horrible with messaging actually sent me a text and said, I saw this photo and thought of you. And it was this white dragon. And I was just in awe. So they really can. And when you really trust it, they will give you so many signs. So maybe 111 or 1111. Maybe it's your birthday or an anniversary. Maybe it's 1234 or a certain sequence like 818. So just totally trust what it is for you. So ask your guides for a sign. And then start trusting them and saying, okay, what is my sign for you? Because I recently had an experience with a new guide that came forward. I learned what her name was a couple days after I actually channeled her. Because we always like everything to be in sequence, right? We want everything to be, okay, you feel an energy, what's your name? We want everything like a book to unfold, right? But in spirituality, it doesn't work that way. It's wonderful when it does, but this is like, we really have to Nancy Drew it. We really have to investigate and allow and trust all these beautiful synchronicities, these God wings to come forward. So when I felt this new guide and I had asked her to come forward, I was automatic writing. I like to type instead of write. And I had started to type. So I started to type and her name came forward and I said to her, what is my sign for you? How do I know that I'm communicating with you? What is your sign? And I just let it go. And then I noticed throughout my day, I was seeing a lot of sunflowers. And I said, okay, if this is you, show me another sunflower. A sunflower is your sign. I'm telling you within a few moments, one of my friends who likes to post different beautiful pieces of art every day on her Facebook page posted sunflowers within 5 minutes. And it was just the most amazing thing. So start communicating with your guides that way. And even if you have questions, so how am I supposed to work with this different situation? How am I supposed to, so I had to ask a question because I have heart issues. So I was asking my guides if I was supposed to do a certain procedure because I felt the intuitive nudge that it was time for me to do it. So all of a sudden I just got this nudge. I love to garden. So I went to the plant nursery. I wasn't going to go anywhere that day, but I went to the plant nursery. And on my way home, I went the back way instead of going my normal way. And the back way is through my development. So looking at all the houses. And I asked my guides if I was supposed to, if I'm supposed to do this procedure, give me the word yes. So went to the plant nursery, was on my way back home, decided last second to go the back way home. And at the foot of someone's driveway. I don't even know what the sign was for. It was a handwritten sign and in big sparkly letters was the word yes. And I stopped the car and just stared at it. I didn't even look and read what the rest of the sign was, but all I saw was yes. And I was dumbfounded. So I'm like, okay, my entire body got chills. That's that feeling, that clear sentience. My whole body just was one big goosebump. And I said, thank you. Thank you for that. And I was so excited. And when I got home, I'm like, okay, thank you for those yeses. But I got several more yeses. I actually asked three more questions. And a friend of mine had posted a meme. And it was three things on this meme. And she said, her comment was yes, yes, and yes. So I had my answer. I hope you're finding this helpful with me giving you certain scenarios that I have gone through and how you can communicate with guides as well. Again, I highly recommend meditation because it allows the space between that quick, fast human in a hurry, rush, rush, rush to slow down. And when you can do that, that slowing down, that space between your thoughts is the gateway and the door opening for spirit to come through. It is the most amazing and beautiful thing. This is why I do what I do, because I want everybody to know about this. If you're open, I hope I am able to help you because it is a magical way of living. My husband, who's in construction, very down-to-earth, rooted person, He is in construction. He's very open to what I do. And even he will communicate with his guides and ask different things. You know, can you, guides, when I go over here, can you have it clear for me to pull back out into traffic? And when I'm driving with him, I can hear him under his breath say, thank you. And I said, what did you say? And he goes, oh, I'm thanking my guides because they helped me pull out into traffic without, you know, anyone there. And I was able to easily and effortlessly go right into traffic. So really, playing with your divine team, playing with your guides, playing with loved ones as well. So let's talk about mediumship. I have two cats that are in spirit. They were very old when they passed. We think my Joe Kitty was about 21 or 22. And Basil, I believe, was 19 or 20 years old. So when Basil had passed, and I knew it was his time because I said to him, please let mommy know when it's your time. And he started just laying in the litter box. And I knew, oh, baby, it's your time. So we made an appointment for him to be put down. And when we were in the room and I was holding him and they had given him a shot to, you know, have him relax and be calm, I was talking with him. And I said, please come and visit mommy. Because I would love to see you. So a couple of days afterwards, I went into the bathroom to wash my face at night. And I have a scale that's sitting, that's just leaning up against the wall right there. And I turned and looked, and I was thinking about Basil in that moment. And it started to shine. All of a sudden, it just turned on. Now it's leaning against the wall. In order for it to turn on, you need to just stand on it. It's one of those automatic ones where you put it flat, you stand on it, or you put any kind of pressure on it. Well, no one else was with me. I was in the bathroom by myself, washing my face, and I was thinking about him, and it turns on. So I knew he was communicating with me. And then I would start to see him. Not only would I start to see him in the house, but really quickly, my husband did too. Because I was looking for another one of our cats, because we have Maximus and Oliver now are our cats. And I was looking for one of them. I'm like, I can't find Oliver. He goes, oh, he just walked by. And I happened to go into the bedroom to get something. And I said, no, they're both in the bedroom. They're both laying in the bedroom. And my husband's like, okay, I need to process what I just saw. So trust yourself. We'd love to think, because we can really talk ourselves out of it. Trust me. When you see spirit, it is typically quick. There are some instances, yes, where I'm able to look at them and really, you know, really see that it's them. Or be able to, you know, ask them to show themselves to me if I'm doing a session. And some of them will, you know, stand there so I can see them. Others will, you know, show me sunglasses, like rose-colored sunglasses or different things that they like to wear or different things that they like to do. But that's all about trusting yourself. So when you see spirit, it's typically at your peripheral. So at the corner of your eyes, you see movement. You might see shadows. So never fear the shadows, because that's starting to see spirit. That's seeing the other realm overlapping into ours as well. And also seeing guides. Because a lot of times I'll see angels as huge shadows. Like Archangel Michael, I full on saw in my mind's eye with his armor on, his sword and everything. Archangel Metatron, I've seen physically, and I could see his wings, but he was shadowy. It's like seeing someone in the middle of the night, and he was huge, but I knew who it was because I could feel the energy. It's like when your back is turned to a doorway and your partner, your spouse, a child comes in, and you can tell which person it is as well. Try it, because it's an energetic signature. We are all frequency beings. We're all energy. We all have a sound, a song, and an energetic field. It's the same with spirit. So when we pass, or when we're now a spirit guide or something like that, you're able to tell, oh, this is Jesus coming through, or Archangel Metatron, or there's Archangel Michael. Same with loved ones. Oh, my mom's saying hello. So a lot of times, if you have a loved one that has smoked, you might smell cigarette smoke. They might do that to get your attention. So just several things for you to play with spirit so that you yourself can experience them. And it's so funny because I was asking, I'm using my MP3 recorder to record this, and there is an ad on the bottom as I'm recording this, and the ad says, "Celebrate Mom because it's almost Mother's Day. A couple of weeks it'll be Mother's Day." And it's a bouquet of flowers, and what's in it but sunflowers? Because I asked yesterday, okay. Give me another sign of the sunflower. Should I be working with you? Because sometimes we're meant to work with our whole team. Sometimes there are certain guides or just our higher self or certain guides that come in to help you with what you're working on that time, at that time. Maybe like I'm in the process of understanding and learning astrology more. So I have guides specifically coming through. My daughter is in college, so she has a lot of guides coming through to help her academically as well. She's going for music education, so a lot of music guides coming through to be able to assist her. So trust what's coming through at that time. And when you have a guide that very much comes forward, you're going to be amazed at the signs and the synchronicities. One of the biggest ones for me is when I first awakened, the Egyptian god Horus was very present for me. I could actually hear him at times. His voice was just radiating, and what you think a god would sound like, he really did. It was just this big voice, and I wasn't afraid because I knew it was him. And he would give me a lot of claircognizant or knowing. I would just get drops of information. So he worked with me a lot and taught me how to use the law of attraction to manifest my best life. And then he kind of went in the background and was holding space while other guides came forward and I was working with other things and other beings and everything else was developing. But then he came back again a few years later, very present. And when he came forward, I could feel him. And I'm like, "You're back. What am I working on with you this time? I'm excited." Because as we raise our frequency, we can interact and work with our guides in new and amazing ways. So they might teach you one thing, and then when you're a vibrational match and you've worked on yourself, they can come back and teach you more because you're now a vibrational match to be able to learn that or receive another download, frequency upgrade. So when I had Horace come through, he said, "What is your nickname?" That was the biggest one. And then he said several other things. And I knew I had to Google it because a lot of times they'll say, "Look it up, Google it, look it up." So there is an age difference between my sisters and myself. There is 15 years difference. I am the baby of the family. And when I was little, my sisters gave me the nickname Weejit, which is a mixture of a weasel and a midget. Cute, huh? So when I looked up Horus, you know, the eye of Horus is his symbol. It has definite meaning within that as well. But the eye of Horus is actually called a Weejet. I about died when I saw that. And there were several other things I was told as well. And this is how you know your soul tribe of guides, because there are guides that are with you your entire life since birth. And then there are others that can come and go. And you can ask them to come forward. Like I have a Mantis being that comes forward, Arcturians that will come forward. But a lot of other ones, like Lemurians and angelic beings, that are always with me because they've been with me since birth. So I was really learning and understanding what a soul family was because there's a reason I had certain nicknames and other things that have occurred in my life. Those are the breadcrumbs that I'm talking about. So it was just mind-boggling to me, like I've had your energy my entire life. I just had to awaken and come to this point so I can communicate with you and understand your divine teachings and your messages and all of that. So I hope that this chat has helped you. My hope for you is that you're able to connect with your guides and receive signs and messages. My mom is 81 years old, and she takes my classes. We chat all the time, and I've helped her be able to develop a relationship with her guides. Because you don't have to do this to, you know, have your own business and do channelings, you know, channel for people and all of that. You can use this just to live your best, most amazing life. And my mom has been able to do that, communicate with her guides. If she's driving and she's nervous because we're in Florida and we get some crazy thunderstorms and she's coming to me, or she's driving and it's a lot of traffic, she'll ask one of her guides that's always with her in her car. We call him George, her guide. And she'll always call on George, can you please open up traffic so I can, you know, get home swiftly and easily. Please stop the rain. And I mean, when she did that one time, because she was so nervous, I'm telling you, immediately, as soon as she turned around the corner, the rain had stopped and it was just a trickle of rain for her. So being able to play with your guides, there's so much to learn from children because they're just so carefree and they want, and they play, right? And a lot of them will talk about fairies and mermaids because they're seeing all of these things. It's very natural for them, just like it's very natural for animals to see people that have passed, to see guides, to see into the other realm. So we're learning how to do that. So when you come from the aspect of playing, you're letting down, you're dropping your guard, you're not forcing anything. So release any and all expectations on this journey. Just because this happened to one person doesn't mean that it's your path as well. Trust whatever it is to be able to unfold for you. I know I used to watch, because I was just obsessed with ghost shows and mediumship. So I'd watch the Long Island Medium. I'd watch the E! Network with Tyler Henry. I was obsessed. Every episode, I would watch all of it because it's something that I really wanted to do. And then I stopped watching it because they show the snippets, because you can get things and validating evidence and different things that are really awesome and on point. But a lot of other times, it's like, okay, this is coming up and I don't understand this yet. So I move on in a session and then it can come back and let me know. So please, you're not crazy if you start going and second guessing yourself. We have days that we feel, woe is me, because you're not getting your signs or anything like that. Those are just days that you're meant to ground. So grounding is, yes, being in nature, putting your feet on the ground or in the sand, if you go to the beach, something like that. Being in nature, being around animals, just sitting with your animals, listening to the purr of your cat, playing with your dog. But it's being human. That's what grounding is. Doing things that you love and bring you joy. So laughter, playing badminton, maybe you like soccer, doing things outdoors, having a nice meal with your family, cooking a meal together, things like that. So arts and crafts, I love to garden. That's my real grounding time, as I put on my music, sing and garden, have my dogs outside with me, and I'm in just pure heaven, go in the pool with my family, all of that. So I like to ground a lot during the week because of what I do in with my spiritual work. So if you're ever not seeing your signs, your feathers, your 111s, your 222s, 333s, that just means you need to ground and reset. It's always a good practice to do that, something to ground yourself each and every day. That's why meditation, again, is so important on this journey. So I hope this has truly helped you on your path with communing with your guides, maybe communing with loved ones. So I would love to hear from you, even if you just message me, because I'm at infiniteheartandsoul.com, and you can email me, and I would really love to hear if any of this has helped you and you're able to connect more with your guides and your team. Remember, we all love that wow factor. We want to see them. We want to hear them, all of this. But the more that you trust, the more presents itself and the more comes forward. I promise you. Yes, I full on see guides with my physical eyes. A lot of them I would see at night. There are certain tall grays and the ebens, which are the smaller grays, and the zetas as well, that would come through and I would see them. They look like holograms. but I can physically see them in our reality. I can see a lot more at night, so different portals and things like that. But just because I may not see it for a week or a few weeks doesn't mean that they're not there. It just means that's how they were communicating with me. And other beings will come forward and communicate with me in a different way. I hope all of that makes sense. And I truly, truly hope this is helping you just get started and communicating with your guides. Or maybe if you have been, a couple more tips and tricks that help you. The other thing too, I talk about automatic writing. This is basically journaling. I have horrible handwriting, especially when things come to me so quickly, but I'm a fast typer. So I like to automatic type, and I'll just sit and I'll put good morning, I had a good night's sleep, a bad night's sleep, whatever it might be, and I just start typing, and I might ask some questions, and then I find this download of information that comes through. And a lot of times I wait a day or so and then I'll reread what I wrote. And it's like, oh wow, that is not me. Again, when I first started doing this, just like with meditation, I thought I was terrible at it. I wasn't letting myself go. I was too in my head. Remember, the more you can let go and just trust and just be and allow, that really is that window of opening. And it really will help you when you have moments that you really need divine guidance. So when my dog, all of a sudden, she got very sick, my Lola girl, she started throwing up blood. It was absolutely terrifying. We were able to rush her to the vet, our personal vet. And when we were waiting to hear from her and I was so scared and nervous, my guides came in and said, all is okay. She's safe and she's exactly where she needs to be. And I had this overwhelming feeling of calm just pouring through me. And my husband was shocked because I'm a worrywart, and especially when something happens to those that I love, it's just absolutely terrifying to me, anxious. I start shaking. But got the call from our veterinarian that, you know, we caught everything in time. It was this certain bug that she caught, maybe outside because we had a lot of rain at that time in Florida. And it was some kind of weird thing that she caught that fortunately we caught it in the nick of time, and she was able to reverse all side effects and she came home that night. So again, there's such benefits with working with your guides, whether you want to do this as a profession or just doing this to live your absolute best life. It truly does help. I'm telling you, it really has changed my life for the better. And again, this is why I do what I do. And I can ask for signs, but especially if something was going on, like my husband was sick, and he is never sick. The man never gets sick. And he started to get very lethargic. After going to the doctor, he was on medication. He got very, very lethargic. And I said, okay, that's it. Let's go. We're going to the emergency room. And I was absolutely freaking out. What's going on? Is it COVID? Is it this? I was so, so scared. My mother-in-law wasn't helping. She was freaking me out, saying all different things that could be wrong. So as we were sitting there and we were waiting for the doctors to come in and to do a workup on him, the guides came to me and said, all is okay. He is going to be 85% better tomorrow. And I was like, okay. So after a little bit of time, you know, they did x-rays on him and everything else. They're like, he was just really dehydrated, and which can make you really lethargic. So they switched up medications and all of that. I am telling you, because he is a big, stocky construction worker man. I am 5'4". I am a tiny person. And I had to not carry him, but he was leaning on me, and I needed to really guide him into the emergency room. He was able to walk right out of there. The next morning, I'm telling you, it was like night and day. And the guides were right. He really was 85% better the next day. It was absolutely astounding. He was eating. He was staying up. He couldn't keep his head up. You know, and that's why I took him to the emergency room. So those are the huge benefits of working with your divine team. They really do want to help you. They never want to do anything to frighten you. So if you do get scared, they will back away. So there was a time when I first met Archangel Metatron. He is the one most known for sacred geometry. so the Metatron's cube and other sacred geometric shapes. I was going to bed one night. My husband and I started to fall asleep. We have our dogs on the bed with us. And all of a sudden, the room went completely black. And now it was dark. It was at night. But I was floating in a void of black. And I saw all of these beautiful sacred geometric shapes with the most amazing otherworldly colors. I started to get seasick. I was nauseous. I was so sick. And I said, oh, I'm so sick. And as soon as I thought that and felt that, boom, the drop of a hat, I was back in my room and I could see everything overlapping in our realm. So now when I see with my physical eyes, they show me everything overlapping in my realm. So I don't get sick. And other than that, I will see in my mind's eye as well, very clearly. So always know that you are the driver, not the passenger of the spiritual journey. You get to say what goes. And always, 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 I should have said this to start with, but I'm glad I'm saying it now. Protection is key. Always ground, have roots go down into Mother Earth, connect with God's source, call upon your guides, connecting with your soul star chakra, asking your guides of the highest to please come forward. One of the things that I find super helpful for myself is I call upon the archangels of sacred protection. So archangels Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael of the four directions, the north, south, east, and west. Archangel Sandalphon of below and Archangel Metatron of the above. So they're around you almost like a Merkaba. So there's a triangle going up because the archangels are the four corners, the four directions, and then Metatron of the above is a triangle, and then a triangle facing down with Archangel Sandalphon below. So calling upon these guides. You can call upon the archangels of sacred geometry of protection, and they'll know who you're talking about since we've had this discussion. But when I call them in, I like to say, I call upon the archangels of protection, archangels Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael of the four directions, archangel Sandalphon of below, and archangel Metatron of the above space, to please protect me now and throughout my day. They can stand. You can always call upon Archangel Michael. He's always known as the protector and the guardian. So if you're ever in fear or anything, or before going to sleep, or for children, your children as well, you can call upon Archangel Michael to stand guard for divine protection as they sleep, divine protection throughout their day as well, because nothing has the right to touch you without your permission. So just knowing, and it's so funny because in my life, I had the repeating pattern of being bullied until I recognized it and was able to heal that journey for myself. There, of course, there are other emotional layers that come with that as well, but I'm glad I was able to heal that aspect. But when it came to spirituality, I knew that no one could touch me without my permission. I had, when you first awaken, there are these beings that are the men in black. They typically have some kind of black top hat, wearing black suits. And I saw one in the corner of my room because my husband and daughter were watching a scary movie in the other room that I wanted no part in. So I was sitting in the bedroom, I was reading a book, and in my peripheral, in the corner of my room, there was this man in black when I first, maybe about a year into starting my journey. And I looked up and I said, who are you? And now he wasn't there anymore. He was there really quick. I saw him and I looked up and felt his energy was still there. There was no response. I couldn't feel anything. I said, if you are not of love and light, you cannot stay here. So I still felt them there. And I said, I call upon my guides of the highest good to please come forward. I ask my guides to please escort any low vibrational beings, entities, or thought form, anything here that is not of my highest and greatest good and that is low vibrationary, to be sent to God, because they cannot stay here. Tis done. Thank you. Show me. And then add in calling upon the archangels of protection as well to be able to assist you. Nothing has the right to be there that makes you uncomfortable. That's why if you get scared, they tend to back off right away. But anything that is low vibrational, when you say go, they go. Because I even had there was a family member that had passed, and this family member was not nice in life. And when he had passed, he visited me and scared me. My husband wasn't home because he went to that family member, and I couldn't travel because of my heart situation. So I was alone in bed, and I could sense who was coming forward because I heard his voice, and he blew the covers out from under the covers. Like, I had to sit up and grab the covers and pull them up. It scared the heck out of me. And I put those covers right over my head, and I said, wait a minute, this is kind of what I do. And it was one of the first experiences that I had like that. So I put the covers down. This was only a few years ago. So I was on this journey maybe 5 years when this occurred. And I said, okay. And I helped this person cross over because they weren't crossed over. They were earthbound spirits. They didn't cross with God. That's why he was scaring me. And I tried to cross him over. And then I called upon my guides. I said, if you're going to stay here like this, you cannot be here because you're not allowed to do this. So I called upon my guides of the highest good to please come and escort him out and to hopefully help him cross over. And then about 2-ish months later, he came back to me and he sounded like he was on an old fashioned radio. And I heard him say, I am so very sorry. It was the most amazing, all of it is amazing experiences. I know I keep saying that, but it's so amazing. And come to find out, his energy totally changed. He had crossed with God. And it turns out that my guides and his daughter that had passed many years prior found him and helped him cross over with God into heaven. So, and then I was able to bring forward messages for family members and all of that as well. And he does still come through. I will also see him in dreams because a lot of times when you see loved ones in dreams, it is them because we have totally dropped. We're in that state, that brainwave state that we are totally receptive. We've, you know, released all of our guard, basically. Our wall is dropped when we are sleeping. So that's when our loved ones and guides can come forward in our dreams. So always trust that they are actual 100% visitations when they visit you. So always, always protect yourself when you're doing this work as well. First and foremost, always. So I wish you so much love, so much joy. I wish you a life of magic and living your heaven on earth. Please let me know if this has helped you and any experiences that you've had with everything that has come through. Much love to you all. Take care and be well. Bye-bye for now.